Good evening, everyone. I am Jason Rutherford, and I am the creator of the Iron Man Showcase. Tonight, we're going to go searching for some crazy and exotic life forms inside my refrigerator in this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome to episode number 11 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast on the Iron Man Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com. And, well, it's just me tonight, and you're probably wondering, what does clean out my refrigerator have to do with miniature war games? The answer is it doesn't. I actually didn't intentionally plan any really big events, get any host on or other guest on this time, just because of the whole debacle of the audio issues I had back in episode 10. And I haven't got them all resolved to the point where I like. It's definitely a lot better, but there's still a little bit of noise and garbage in the background, and I've been doing a lot of preamp work, and I've actually built some own custom circuits to improve the whole thing. So, what I will say is, though, when I do get this whole situation figured out, I'm definitely going to go ahead and do a bonus video, bonus episode, showing you how I've got this whole setup figured out, how I've got all the different microphones hooked up, just so if you ever want to go ahead and do a video podcast like this, you can go ahead and get things done a lot quicker and with a lot less money than what have I spent, just to help you guys all out. So, anyway, it's been about 8 months that I cleaned this refrigerator out, so I figured I'd do that tonight and show you some of the stuff I find here, because last time it was pretty interesting, some of the things I pulled out. And well, that doesn't have anything to do with miniature wargaming. So while I'm over here cleaning this thing out, I got a few pre-setup clips I recorded earlier that I'm going to show you how you can do some little terrain building and some other stuff. So, well, I get started here. First off, I'm going to show you how to paint an Avenger class carrier from Babylon 5, a Call to Arms. Alright, first thing I got up for you today is, we're going to be painting an Avenger-class carrier for the Earth Alliance in the board game Babylon 5, a Call to Arms. And what I've done here, I've already got the miniature assembled. In fact, the Avenger-class really doesn't have any assembly to it. It comes all in one piece. But the one modification I did do to it, instead of using the normal plastic base between the or the plastic rod that connects the base to the ship, I went ahead and actually bored out the base a little bit and the figure and replaced that with a nice little copper rod, so it gives it a much stronger connection to its base. And the paints I've got in front of me here, I've got Regal Blue, Zoll Games Workshop paints. I have white, technically it's just white, and I got a little bit of bolt gun metal. And of course, the one non-Games Workshop paint I got is my giant bottle of black paint I always keep hanging around here. And I've already gone ahead and primed the model. I just use your standard black primer from Games Workshop. So, first thing you gotta decide how you want your model to look. My Earth Alliance model is usually kind of a dark silverish gray with usually a number of blue stripes along the sides. It's kind of similar to how they're stock painted, but they're interesting enough. They're actually, the paints are designed, pink seam is designed after my ships in my computer game. So, first thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna give this guy a nice dark gray base. So I go ahead, I put some black in my mixing pan. I've actually got two brushes also. I've got a little larger brush for more of the just general grunt work, and then of course I got a tiny little thin brush here for if I get any detail work going. So I put a little black down my palette. I've got a little bit of white paint to mix into it. So it's going to be a fairly dark gray color is what you want initially. Alright, that'll look pretty good. And go ahead and wipe some of the paint off. You want to leave, you're not doing dry brushing with the first coat, so leave a decent amount of paint on, and simply put it, just go ahead and paint the entire ship. So, these Babylon 5 miniatures are pretty darn easy to paint up, because there's usually not a whole lot of extensive details. Maybe about two or three coats of paint's all you really need. And the paint doesn't have to be perfectly smooth. A little bit of an old patchwork kind of give it a neat, worn look to the ship. So, if you don't have a nice, perfect color of gray across the entire ship, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Alright, so, as I mentioned, the next step then, we're going to let that kind of dry just a little bit. And while that's drying, go ahead and take some more white paint, spread out, and don't put nearly as much black into it as you did before. So it's going to be a much lighter gray color. That's pretty good there for me. And this is where you really want to do a lot of the dry brushing. So just take only a little bit of paint on your brush, wipe the vast majority of it off onto a little paper towel or something, and just gently brush over the ship. All right, the last color you're going to put in the hull becomes the bolt gun metal. So you just go ahead and let that second shade of gray dry a little bit, and you can look at, looking really close, you can see the different areas of the darker gray and how the lighter gray mix in there. So let's go ahead and just spread out a little bit of bolt gun metal. You don't have to mix it with any color, just use it straight up. And then brush most of it off. You're going to do a dry brush of it. So brush most of it off onto the paper towel you have. This will only highlight just some of the areas. And then go ahead and do that several times. That gives it the whole ship a metallic finish to its armor. Okay, with the basic hull coloring done, it's now time to decide where you're going to add the nice blue stripes, or depending on what type of basically camouflage scheme you're going to go with. Of course, I'm going with the more standard blue stripes, so we're going to go ahead and actually apply two layers of blue paint, a darker blue and then a dry brush on a lighter blue color. So how I'm going to do it is here, on the top of the Avenger, you've got a number of basically little protruding armor panels that stick up. I'm going to go ahead and paint each one of those blue. And then, on the side, you've got a lot of little divisions along the sides of the ship. I'm going to go ahead and basically alternate blue and then leave one gray, then go to blue, leave the next one gray, and so on along the length of the ship. So, I'm going to go ahead and dump some more black down on my mixing palette. Take some, dip into the little royal blue there, regal blue, and mix the blue and the black together. Get a nice dark blue base that you're going to use for the new armor segments. Go ahead and, as usual, wipe most of it off and just paint away and cover up the new cover up the areas that are going to become the blue. An interesting effect here, I haven't actually finished letting the gray areas in the ship dry. So as I put the blue over, it actually mixes a little bit of the gray and the silverish colors of the bolt gun metal, so it actually gives it a little more metallic look to the hull instead of just a flat blue look. And I already got the top armor panels painted, so let's go ahead and paint down the sides. I'm going to start with the very first one and make that one blue. And paint that one there. Skip the next one. Then paint the third, the fifth, and so on. Just keep doing the same thing, applying the first coat of blue down to it. Flip over to the other side of the ship. Start with the first one in the front. Dip back into your darker blue mixture and go ahead and start applying the stripes to the every odd side panel segment. So now if you take a closer look, you can definitely see how it's a little bit kind of grayish blue color where all the new blue armor is. So let's go ahead and we're actually going to go and just apply a flat up blue coat of those. Alright, I've taken a moment to let the first coat of blue dry a little bit. It's still a little bit wet, but it's in pretty good shape. So I'm going to go ahead now and just spread out just some of the blue by itself. Let's not mix anything. But like I said, if you want to be adventurous, you could try to mix in some of the bolt gun metal, give it just a little shiny look. In fact, let's try doing that. Not too much. You don't want to dilute the color. You just want to give it some of the shininess that bolt gun metal color has. So go ahead. This is going to be all dry brushing. So scrape most of it off and just basically reapply to first, obviously, the top sections. And then you're going to go along the side and reapply to that. So just apply to the top sections. Now let's go ahead. Take that same kind of bluish bolt gun metal color. Dry it off a little bit and apply it along the sides. This not only does it obviously make it more distinct blue, but it makes it a little bit brighter. And now I've gone ahead and you see I finished up my blue coat and looking pretty good. So I'm just going to add some details now. The main hull's done. So I'm going to actually put some little orange back here in for the engines. And also I'm going to dab a few little white dots around here and there. Make it look like there's little lights on the ship. So for the engines, I actually needed a fourth color out here. We got fiery orange. And this is where my detailed brush is going to come in. So I'm going to use my detailed brush. And just on the back of usually these Babylon 5 ships, you can almost always tell where the engine thrust is. Or the engine thruster. So I'm going to go ahead and just fill those in with a very thin coat of orange. I don't need to dry the brush off or anything. Just go ahead and paint in there. You may need to apply several coats depending on how dark and your base color is. So once we'll let that dry a little bit and we'll come back to it and apply a second coat to make it look a little bit better. So now I'm going to go in the front here and add basically a few little search lights on the front. So I'm just taking my detailed brush. I'm going to go ahead and dip into the white color, and basically it's kind of a approximation wherever you want to put them. So I'm going to put one there, Just kind of make it, I guess, just make it look symmetrical is the best thing I can tell you. I'll put a nice kind of brighter one right in the middle. Put a light bar there, a light bar there, a nice bright one across the middle. So you can see those up close there. And here's the first coat of the engines in the back. So as you can see, the first coat didn't go on very well, so still a lot of gray showing through. So we're going to go ahead and add in a second coat of the fiery orange. And that's looking a lot better for the back of the engines. Now they actually kind of look a little bit like engines. There's a lot less of the gray showing through, but you can always go ahead and experiment with different colors of the engines, maybe mix in a little bit of red. In fact, I might do that right now. Why don't I just play around with that and see how that turns out? So I've actually got just a little bit of darker red color. It's actually blood red by Reaper Paints in my one little bottle that's not Games Workshop. Just going to apply a very small amount to your brush, almost like you want a dry brush on there, and just kind of mix in a little bit and give it a little bit of a reddish tint to the entire engine section. So, with those little tips, it's pretty quick and easy to paint up one of these Babylon 5 ships. Just give it a basic color, add some a little bit lighter color. If you want to add, make it some little metal color to make it look nice and flashy. Add your detail armored striped camouflage colors, whatever you want to call it. And you're pretty well done. Some other things I like to do, like, to make it look a little bit cooler, though, is you can, just for kicks, add some stars to the base. So I go ahead and I take my detail brush, and I'll dip into the white and maybe a little bit of the blue, and just kind of make it look like there's little constellations in the base. And honestly, this is pretty optional if you don't want to do this. And also, you need to be able to uniquely identify the ship. I mean, whether it be by... Most people usually just buy by number, but I like to give all my ships a name, so... Pick a name and write on the front of the ship, and you're all set. All right, welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the little painting segment there. I've been definitely finding some interesting things in here. I think what I've got was a old container of mushrooms or something, but yeah, I'm not going to even open it because these are definitely not going to smell well. Let me just kind of crawl up here to the camera and show it to you if you can see. If I can hold it up right, you probably can't see much, but yeah, it's looking really nasty in there. So that's the kind of stuff you find inside a refrigerator of a townhouse that has occupants are all male, ages 19 to 25. So I'm going to dive back in here, and now we're going to change bases a little bit and go from, instead of doing some painting work, I actually got a little bit of modeling here, a really simple project. It's actually just showing you how to build a tree for MechWarrior Dark Age so you can make your hindering terrain look a lot cooler. So, I'm going to dive back in this bizarre factory of life forms and such, and hope you enjoy this next little clip. Alright, next up we're going to jump some time zones and universes, as I'm going to show you how to build some trees so you can do a really cool forest look for games like MechWarrior Dark Age or Classic Battletech. I'd imagine the technique can probably be applied to games like Warhammer 40,000, but the particular material we're going to be using for the trees, which is garland, is really small, so it's better suited for, obviously, smaller-scale games like MechWarrior, where, you know, the figures are a lot scaled down a lot more than they are in Warhammer 40,000. So, what you're going to need, first of all, garland. This is the great stuff to pick up after Christmas, because if you're not familiar with what garland is, it's basically that fake pine tree stuff people run along the railings and things as Christmas decorations. So, like, I think this one I got, like, 2 days after Christmas. I think it's like 50% off, if not 60 or 75% off, so that's the best time to get this stuff. We also need some foam core board. You can get this at most arts and crafts store. What it is about 2 pieces of tag board separated by maybe 1/4 inch of foam. If you ever assembled a 3D puzzle, that's what foam core board is. You need, obviously, you got scissors for cutting stuff, little X-Acto hobby knife. We've got Elmer's glue. We've got quality Mrs. Dash spices. No, actually, it's just a container. It's actually some of this green flocking stuff here. That, you know, you can get this at any place that sells model railroad equipment. And for a little extra effect, I've actually got a little more coarse turfing, as you can put underneath the trees as little bushes. So first step up, let's go ahead and take out the garland and cut about, let's just make one tree, make it simple on you guys. Cut a tree that's maybe about four inches tall, maybe 3 to 4 inches tall. So just go ahead and use your scissors and snip off a piece, and let's take a look at here. First thing you gotta do is you're gonna notice in the garland that the little strands of pine needles, they kind of go up in one direction. Now if you go outside and look at a real pine tree, Yeah, obviously, some vary, but usually the pine needles point down. So, to make it look a little bit cooler, actually, when you stick it in the base, you're going to make sure the pine needles are pointing down towards the ground, not straight up. So, make sure the pine needles are pointing down towards the ground. So, towards the base, what you're going to do, the base of where it's going to be the tree, cut off the little green pine needles. So, you're going to get... There we go. So now you've basically got most of the tree needles there, but towards the base is about a half an inch where there's no needles. I've cut them all off. So next up, we're going to use the foam core board and start cutting and cut out a little base. So let's go ahead and cut out a piece that's maybe about an inch by an inch. And most scissors will cut through this foam core board pretty easily. So now you've got your little 1 inch by 1 inch square foam core board. You have to cut out a hole in the middle so that you can stick the tree down in it. So that's where this hobby knife comes in. Go ahead and just kind of poke straight into the foam core board and just kind of gouge out a hole that's maybe at most a quarter inch in diameter, just enough so you can jam that base of the tree down into it. Now, before you're going to stick the tree in there, what you're going to do is, you notice the way it looks right now, all the branches are equal length. And if you go outside and you look at a pine tree, you'd notice, hey, wait a minute, the branches get smaller as you get to the top. So what you're going to do is kind of cut on at an angle. So start at the base, and you're going to make those branches the longest. And to get towards the top, the branches are going to be shorter. So hold the tree straight up and down, and then hold your scissors parallel to the tree. And then tilt your scissors a little bit in towards the top of the tree, and just go ahead and just kind of cut at an angle. And do that all around the tree. So do every side like that. And what you're going to see then, when you're done unfolding it, you're going to see now you... Oop, man, that, those branches are getting cut. If I do it correctly, what you'll see is branches will taper off in length towards the top of the trees. And I missed them. Missed two branches again. Gosh darn. Okay. Now, oh, missed that section. Okay, for real now, it's like twice, you can actually see the branches will taper off in length towards the top of the tree. Now, the other thing I do is you're going to put a little bit of flocking on this base. So here's where your Elmer's glue comes in. And just put the Elmer's glue, a little bit of Elmer's glue down on the base, and grab a paintbrush and spread the Elmer's glue around the base. If you want to, you can give the base a color, as I inadvertently did here, because as I was a minute ago, painting the blue hull on my Babylon 5 warship. Oops. So now we're going to come back to that little Mrs. Dash container I had. It's actually got all the flocking in it. And we're going to go ahead and find a sheet of paper. Because what you're going to do is you're going to spread out a sheet of paper, and you're going to dump the flocking on that sheet of paper. And I'll explain the reason why you're going to do that. Well, I'll tell you right now, it makes it easier to collect any of the extra flocking first. So let's go ahead and just basically don't layer on the flocking. Still smells a little bit garlicky from what was in there. So, and then you can go ahead, pull the base up, and just kind of shake off a lot of the excess flocking. I better put a little bit more on there. But most of it's not going to stick on there. So now you've got a nice little flock base. You got to go ahead and find out where your hole was again. So go ahead and stick the hobby knife to the opposite direction. So stick it to the hole we had in the bottom, and just kind of poke where your hole was back at the top. Apply a little bit of glue to the base of that pine tree. And just go ahead and stick the pine tree down into the base. And now you've got a very simple, decently looking, quick way of building trees. So in the case of MechWarrior, you know, you normally have trees around the hidden terrain areas. So you go ahead and build about maybe five or six of these per little block, and then therefore, since they're all individual, if a mech or vehicle gets in the way, you can go ahead and just pick the tree up and move it to a different spot on the board. So that way you can move the trees around. And the last thing you want to do is recollect any of the leftover flocking you had. So go ahead and open up your container of the flocking. This is why the paper comes in. You know, you just do a very simple, fold the paper up, make it into a little funnel, and slide the extra flocking back into the sprinkling container. And just like that, you're all set to create one tree. Now, use that technique and go ahead and make an entire forest.
This looks just disturbing.
All right, well, hey, everyone. Nice to see you back. Hope you enjoyed that shorter little demo of throwing together some trees to make your MechWarrior terrain and battlefields look a little bit prettier. Here's a perfectly good example I've got in my hand right now of some stir-fry things gone wrong. And by gone wrong, I mean someone left in the refrigerator way, way too long. I'm going to assume they're my roommates, Matt, because they look to be all vegetarian. I mean, there's got to be all sorts of crazy bacteria growing in this one. Just have a look at that. Hope this is not too grossing you guys out too much, but hopefully you'll listen to the audio podcast if that's the case, so you don't get to see all these things. Just hear me try to describe. Looks to be carrots, tomatoes, some kind of coleslaw-ish, and really nasty-looking stuff. So, interesting enough, I found one more thing in the refrigerator that's definitely got to go. I don't know what it is, the giant white mass of something. But in it and around it are lots of black patches of mold. Wonderful, tasty mold. So that's definitely something we got to get rid of. Add that to my... Get a nice close-up shot of some of the mold in the corner there. And add that to my pile of sort out later. So, hopefully you enjoyed my little tour of the refrigerator and, more importantly, the various little artistic segments of today. Hopefully I can get this audio equipment up and running by the next episode, just because then I'll probably go back to our original schedule and get some guests on. I've got a few things coming up here that I promised getting my friend on, knows about electronics, so we could do some using LEDs to make really cool units. I'm still working on getting him. He's finally free now. I want to actually dig up some old games and talk about those a little bit. HeroQuest and Dragon Strike, if you guys ever remember those back from the 90s. And I got a neat little game I used to play in college. I won't tell a whole lot about it yet because I haven't all the details of getting the group together are not through yet, but it'll be definitely something different than what you normally see here on the tabletop battlefield, and it won't be absolutely disgusting with this white block of crap with black mold growing on it. So, with that, I got one last little news and note. Actually, two things. One is actually in the computer games world. There's an announcement coming, I think it's May 19th, that Blizzard Software, who you know makes StarCraft, Warcraft, and obviously World of Warcraft, and the Diablo series, is making an announcement in Korea on May 19th about a new game. They're reluctant to make it, but obviously the going rumors are, since StarCraft's big in Korea, we might be seeing a StarCraft 2 coming soon. And also on the topic of StarCraft, this summer we're looking to see the release of the StarCraft board game. So when that comes out, I'll definitely get this on the show and have a take a look and see what's coming up. And then the other little news note, I'm adding a new feature to the Online Army Showcase. It's actually called the Book Tool. It's still in development as I'm talking right now. I'm actually kind of just running through testing myself, make sure I like it or not. And the first page is going to be a whole section on the Tau tactics for, obviously, Warhammer 40K, the Tau Empire. And it's really very powerful editing because it actually allows you to put images in line with text and make the page look really pretty. So hopefully you guys will find a use for that and be using that shortly. So I guess with that, I don't have anything else to say for this night. Thanks for watching the Tabletop Battlefield. I'm Jason Rutherford. And as usual, you can get a hold of me at jason@rocklesoftware.com. And all this nasty stuff here reminds me of one little thing. Just remember this. There's some things in life you just don't want to use. Whether it be a white mass of crap with black mold on it, or it's that brown soap that comes out of the dispensers in my office bathroom. Have a good night, and I'll see you in the beginning in about 2 weeks.
Copyright 2007, RoccoSoftware.com. Babylon 5, copyright 2006, Warner Brothers. Babylon 5, characters' names and related indica are trademarks and copyrights of Warner Brothers. The intro music, Down With Everything, was provided by The Transfer and was acquired from www.podsafeaudio.com.